Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Edgar Snyder and Associates, a law firm helping injured people.
HD1 Pittsburgh.
Eric, you take into account the Patriots' loss last night. Even from the Chiefs' perspective, they win, but at a cost. Eric Berry,
yep,
probably done for the year. Martavis Bryant, active. Le'Veon Bell, active. I can't think of a season where the Steelers have looked better on paper.
Yeah, you're talking about the Bs, Ben, Bell, Brown, and Bryant. The Steelers should have their full complement of offensive weapons together for the first time since the 15 season. On Sunday, when they opened in Cleveland, and David DeCastro, for one, is really excited about it.
I really am. Everyone talks about it, but you know, I'm just glad that time's here. We can stop talking about it and go prove it, and that's what we have to do. We have to go show it. You know, and talking's great, but we gotta go make it happen.
Also, can't forget about slot receiver Eli Rogers.
I understand my role a lot better, and I understand, you know, the offense a lot better. So you know, I'm able to go out and play fast.
This will be a battle of Ohio quarterbacks, couple of number sevens with a 14-year age difference. Browns rookie DeShone Kizer grew up in Toledo, not that far from Ben Roethlisberger's hometown.
He was in NFL when I was in sixth and seventh grade. I mean, I'm sure I drafted him in fantasy leagues when I wasn't even near playing at this level. So it's definitely different, but it comes with a new job, and I'm looking forward to going out there and trying to compete at a level that he competes at.
Kevin Hogan, not Cody Kessler, will be Kizer's backup on Sunday, according to Hugh Jackson. Kessler went to training camp as the number one QB. Pitt and Penn State putting the finishing touches on their preparations for tomorrow's game at Beaver Stadium. 3:30 here on The Fan, noon pregame from State College. It's a noon kickoff for the Mountaineers at East Carolina Pirates down in Morgantown. 21 games left for the Pirates, their next 9 on the road. They open a season.
Thank you, Eric. Welcome back to the fourth and final hour of this Friday edition of Cook and Pony, our 20th and final hour of the week. We're pleased to be joined now by a guy who's been with us before. We always enjoy talking to him. He's one of the great players in Pitt history, College Football Hall of Famer, his number 75 jersey retired at Pitt. I'm talking about former great offensive lineman Jim Covert. Hey, Jim, good afternoon.
Hi, Jim.
How are you today?
Hey, fellas, I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing great. I'm assuming part of you, Jim, would like to turn back the clock about maybe 35 years or so and line up and play against Penn State. Does that sound attractive?
Yeah, I don't know about that. But that rivalry is such a great rivalry, and I'm glad that they brought it back, and I hope they continue it. I know that, you know, Heather Lyke would like to continue it. I hope that Sandy Barber would like to as well. I think it's good for the region. It's good for both schools. And I think people enjoy it. So there was nothing like playing them, you know, day after Thanksgiving. You know, you sat around Thanksgiving to watch the NFL games, and then you watched a great game the next day, the day after Thanksgiving, and it was always a great rivalry, so I hope they continue it.
What do you remember about your days, Jim? I know you beat them as a sophomore and then the horrible 48-14 game as a junior, and then you lost to them as a senior. What stands out in your mind about those games?
Well, you know, I think I was a freshman in 78 when we went up there, and we had a bunch of turnovers and they beat us up there, and I think that was tough on everybody. And then, you know, I was redshirted in 79 when they went up and won, and then we won at 80. 81 was one of the most disappointing things to us as a football team. You know, we just didn't play well, got up 14-0. We thought we were just going to rout them, and then, you know, I think what they did was they realized, hey, you know, this number 13 guy, we're not going to let him do this to us. So they put 5-6 guys back there at all times. I think I think Danny was sacked in the whole football game, and we still lost 48-14. So, you know, and then that next year up there, I thought we were going to win the football game. And then, you know, Keith Williams is running back that punt, and they called him. They said he called a fair catch, which I think is one of the worst calls in NCAA history. And we probably would have won that football game. But, you know, things like that happen up there when you're up there. So we'll see. Hopefully not this week.
We're talking to Jim Covert here on the Cook and Pony Show. Jim, why do you, from your perspective, why do you think that this rivalry is important and needs to be played in perpetuity?
Well, I think it is because I think it's, again, great for the region. I do believe people enjoy it. I think that, you know, it's good for Pittsburgh. It's good for Penn State. You know, Pitt would like to continue it. I know they can say that they're not, you know, they're not our rivals, but they are. And maybe a lot of kids growing up haven't seen that. But I think if they reinstitute the rivalry, I think you're going to see, you know, it continue. I think it's going to blossom. I think it's going to get even more spirited. It's going to be like it was in the past. And I think it's good for both schools. I mean, you're right down the street. I mean, when I grew up, you know, either you went to Pitt or Penn State, Notre Dame maybe, West Virginia maybe, Ohio State maybe, but it was either Pitt or Penn State. And you play with those guys, you saw them in the summer, you know, working jobs. And, I mean, that's the way football is. It's supposed to be a rivalry. I mean, you can see some of the great ones in college football. They kept them alive, right? Why? Yeah. Because they're meaningful to
Jim,
everybody. And to not do it is not a good thing.
Do you think that the feelings that you just expressed, do you get the sense that they're reciprocal or mutual, that on their side they feel the same way about the game?
Well, I don't know if they do or not. You know, I mean, that's totally up to them. If they don't, they're silly. Because I think it's a great football game. They really do believe. And I think it's good for Penn State, too. You know, I think that when you look back on what we did over those years, and I know it was a long time ago, but there's a tradition there, and the tradition was playing Penn State the day after Thanksgiving, and they enjoyed it as well. I know that. And as players, we all enjoyed it, and on both sides. And I think if people would just get out of their own way every once in a while and make a good decision to keep it rolling, I think it's good for everybody.
Jim, last year Pitt was a slight favorite. I don't think anyone was surprised when Pitt won that game. This time Pitt's a gigantic underdog, and around here it doesn't sound like a lot of people were giving them a big chance. As a player, when people tell you you can't do something, you can't win the game, do you find that inspirational, motivational?
Oh, absolutely. You hear it all week. You know, you hear it all week. You read the papers. You know, you hear it all week, and now they got all this social media and all this other stuff that just kind of inflames it. We didn't have all that stuff. But, yeah, of course it did. I know it motivated Penn State in 81 when they came down and beat us. You know, so it works both ways. And, you know, I'm hoping the Pitt guys realize that, and they get up there and they play a good football game and let the chips fall where they may, because that's college football. That's football, too. You know, we went down to when I was with the Bears, we went down to Washington. Nobody thought we could win in a playoff game. We beat them, went to the NFC Championship game, and we lost. But no one thought we were going to get past that first game. Nobody, and we beat them. So it happens, right? It happens all the time in college football and in pro football.
Jim, I think now there exists this relationship between Pitt and Penn State where the Penn State fan thinks that Pitt is its little brother. For a number of reasons, they say 100,000 fans go to Penn State games, not as many go to Heinz Field. Look at our history compared to Pitt's history. When you were playing, did you find that to be the case where the Penn State players and team, maybe even their fans, looked down on Pitt?
No, I don't think so. When we were playing, no, absolutely. Why would they? Look at the records when we played then, right? So they were always great games. They won, we won, they won, we won. I mean, we traded it back and forth. So I don't think it was that way then. Maybe it is now because, you know, Penn State went to the Big Ten and, you know, they were successful there. And honestly, when they first went to the Big Ten, I said they're going to kill the Big Ten, right? I just thought that they were going to, because, you know, being an independent like we were and they got in there, I thought they were going to wipe up. And they really have done pretty well, but they haven't wiped it up, right? So the Big Ten's a pretty good conference as well. So I don't know if that's the way they feel. It's a shame because I think it's good for the region. Again, it's good for the state of Pennsylvania.
We're talking to former Pitt All-American Jim Covert here on the Cook and Pony Show. Jim, I know you're close to the Pitt program. You've had a chance to meet Pat Narduzzi now and get to know him a little bit. What stands out about him to you?
Well, Pat's a good football coach. I mean, he cares about the kids and he's a leader, and I think that's the most important thing. And he's a motivator as well. So he gets, you know, he gets the kids to play hard, and, you know, they want to get out there and play for him. And that's a big part of it as well, especially, at, you know, in college football. You know, it's not as much in pro football from a motivation perspective sometimes, but I think in college football, it's a big, you know, big tangible. If you have one of those things, an intangible, that you can make some, you know, guys play above their level, right? And make great, good players be great players. And I think he does a great job at that.
Jim, do you think the momentum is there? Are you optimistic that these two schools and these two athletic directors are going to get together and extend this rivalry? Do you have a good feeling about it?
I hope so. I hope so. I do. I have a good feeling, and I hope so. I think that it's the right thing to do. And, you know, if you look at us, I talk, you know, all the time. You get in these home and home things where you don't want to play them, or just, you know, games that, you know, I would rather see us play West Virginia, Ohio State, right, Penn State, right, outside the ACC, right? That's who we should be playing. They're right next door. That's who we should be playing. And I think maybe Penn State feels the same way too, right? Maybe it kept them out of the national championship game last year when they played us, but it was the right thing to do. I mean, when you have a strong schedule, you know, you pay your dues. You pay your dues through the season. It hardens you up, and it gets you ready for big games, and I think that's important.
Jim, do you think your fans would like that? I was told a long time ago by an athletic director in Nebraska that said, our fans would rather see us beat the Little Sisters of the Poor 82-0 than lose to Notre Dame 15-14. It's great to play those games, but so many, you know, people demand wins, don't they? And you're not going to win all those games.
Well, I think it's exactly the opposite. I think the kids would rather play big games on a big stage in front of big crowds. And I think that's important. And I think when you're playing at, you know, schools like, you know, West Virginia, Ohio State, Penn State as part of our, you know, our teams not in our conference, I think that's a big thing. And I think the kids respond to that. So, no, I totally disagree with that. Not to say that those are bad programs. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is let's play the good, great football schools right next door, and it makes sense for everybody.
Jim, what made you go to Pitt over, say, Penn State?
I just fell in love with Pitt. I fell in love with, you know, the whole entire program, the players. When I went up there and visited, I canceled my last visit of my six, which was Penn State. And I just committed to Pitt. Jimmy Johnson recruited me. He was a heck of a recruiter. I wanted to play at Pitt. And you got to remember, Pitt just won a national championship the year before that, too. So, at the end of the day, it was the best decision I ever made in my life, and it's a great university.
What can you tell us about playing at Beaver Stadium? What that experience was like, other than maybe the game itself, but just going on the road and playing there?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, it's you know, a lot of these guys will never experience anything like that, and they're going to experience it this weekend. I mean, there's a ton of people. It's loud, very loud. It reminds me almost of the old Orange Bowl, you know, in Miami. Open air stadium that's extremely loud. That noise just kind of stays in there. And it's going to, you know, I don't know what the weather is going to be. We always play on the day after Thanksgiving, so it was always either sleeting or snowing or something like that. So you had to put up with the elements and the wind and everything. They're not going to have that. So when you put all those things together in one big blender, you know, that cocktail's not a good cocktail, right? You know, all those things, but we got through it, and these guys will get through it as well.
Jim, do you still follow pro football? Do you follow the Steelers on a regular basis?
Yeah, I do. I'm a Steelers fan. I grew up in Pittsburgh. You know, even though I played for the Bears, I still follow the Steelers, and, you know, they seem to be relatively healthy this year, which is a good thing. And, you know, I think Mike does a great job over there. You know, I didn't want to see my Bears get back going. I mean, I think John Fox is a good football coach. You know, they just don't have the horses right now, and I think they're getting them, and it's just a process, right? I mean, when they built that team that I was on, it took them a long time to build it, many, many drafts. I think it's different now because of free agency. Like, you'd be able to get there quicker, but you still build the core of your team through the draft, and I think, you know, it's just going to take us a while to get back there.
You played on one of the great teams in NFL history, the Bears.
The greatest team in NFL history.
There's some people around here that might argue with that. But
nah,
that,
it's not even close. So.
But that's
look at the playoff record.
That's close.
Not even close.
That's a fair argument. But you know what a championship team looks like. When you see the Steelers with this offense and I mean, I'm assuming you're very impressed by the line from the line on down.
Yeah, I mean, and that running back, man, he gets it done. And, you know, he's got a kind of a style that he waits and picks his holes and he accelerates through it. And he's powerful and strong. And, I mean, he gets it done. And, you know, I think Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, who would you trade for him, right? Who would you trade? I mean, he gets it done year in and year out. He's got a great arm. He's a good leader. You know, I think defensively they're getting better. They had, you know, a couple ups and downs, but they're getting better. And I think, you know, they're going to be a tough team to beat this year.
Jim, let me ask you an eternal question for Pitt fans. What do you think would be bigger for them this year, beating Penn State or winning the ACC Coastal Division?
You know what? I'd rather win the ACC Coastal Division, in my opinion, because I think it takes the program forward. But beating Penn State is a big part of our deal. I tell you what, when Lovie Smith got hired by the Bears and he had his press conference, the one thing that he said was, we're going to beat Green Bay. And the fans loved it, right? And the fans loved it because they wanted to hear that. That's a kind of a thing for us, right? It's beating Green Bay when you're a Chicago Bear fan, just like beating Cleveland, right? So at the end of the day, you know, I think it's important. I'd rather win the ACC Coastal, but beating Penn State's an important part of our deal.
When look at last year, as a fan, what put a bigger smile on your face, beating Penn State or beating Clemson?
Oh, beating Penn State. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, I know I was there at Clemson. I mean, what an environment, what an atmosphere. Every play is like third down. I don't know if you've ever seen a game there, but it's intense.
Not.
And those guys, I'll tell you what, those kids, they responded. That coaching staff, they responded. They got it done. I mean, it's a very tough environment. Very tough, tougher than Penn State. I mean, those
wow.
kids responded down there. So, you know, it. I never seen. I was on the sidelines for the first quarter, and it was pretty menacing to a player. But they got it done.
Jimbo, we appreciate it, man. I'm going back to your old name, Jimbo. Here, I grew
That's
up in
cool.
I grew up in Beaver Falls. You're a Freedom Boy, Beaver County. We go back to the days when it was a huge rival. I am not the least bit surprised you say you would take Penn State over Clemson.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single time, and I always say that my you know perfect weekend right is when Penn State, Notre Dame, and Green Bay all lose in the same weekend. But you know it doesn't happen very often though.
Hey Jim, we appreciate it, man. Thank you. Stay well.
All
we'll
right,
look
guys.
Forward to talking
Jim,
to you again
you.
Real soon.
Okay, take it easy, guys.
All right,
thanks.
Jim Covert, Freedom Zone. I remember when he played in high school. What a player he was!
I think
All American, retired jersey, College Football Hall of Famer.
You know, if Pitt can live up to its end of the bargain there, Notre Dame's got Georgia. That's not an easy game. The Packers play the Seahawks. So he might have two out of the three in the trifecta this week.
There you go.
Pitt's the tough one.
A couple ways to keep in touch with us. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Is 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. We got a little abbreviated open phone Friday. If you want to jump on hold, our good friend Jacko's already on hold. He's coming up next. You want to jump on hold, talk about Pirates, Steelers, Pitt, Penn State.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.